And it's good morning on this Friday morning, the second day of the month of May. The second day of the month of May. And what a privilege to stand in for my brother and friend, Wynand Rousseau. And God bless to Wynand and Elena, traveling mercies to you. God bless to you. Good morning. On behalf of the team, Mpo Mane, Sanet Daisel, and Wilma van Schalkwijk. And this morning, as I was listening to the Brandpunt that Wynand Rousseau recorded earlier on, which we will broadcast later on this morning, it just brought me to God's holy word. And don't miss Brandpunt later on. John 3 verse 16. We know so well, don't we? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever. Not exclusively some people, but whoever believes in Him. And later on this morning, you can listen to Wynand Rousseau talking to Koos van der Merwe and Theo Geyser about the election, the uitverkiezing. And it just took me back to John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world, not only some people, but the world. And the Greek word in the text says, tos kosmos, the cosmos, the world, and everything that is in the world. Not only the people, but the world. And cosmos in the Greek text refers to the universe. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that, and then it comes very specifically, whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. This verse, John 3:16, highlights God's love for each and every human being, all of humanity throughout all the ages, and His provision, giving us Jesus Christ as a means of salvation and eternal life for those who believes this message. It's a powerful message of hope. And what an opportunity to live a life transformed by God's love. You've got that. It's an opportunity to live a life transformed by God's love. I want to say God's unfathomable love, as John 3 verse 16 to 21 says. So what then will you do afresh with Jesus, who is called the Christ, the Son of God? So what then will you do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Oh, Jesus Christ is God's provision as a means of salvation. There's no other way to get to God but through Jesus Christ, says the word of the Lord God Almighty. There's no other way to have eternal life for those who believe. Who believes this, that Christ Jesus is the Son of God. So what then will you do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? You know, I listen to so much and so many these days. Well, not only these days, but throughout humanity, throughout the ages, talking about the afterlife, talking about it's somewhere up there. It's very specific. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. A powerful message of hope and an opportunity to live a life transformed by God's love. This unfathomable love of God, immeasurable love of God. What an unending love life. Immeasurable, unfathomable. And I find myself asking this question. What do we make of this? Mentally checking our own situation. Our frustration, our lack of kindness, our lack of faith. Hey, there are so much that even we as God's children allow to frustrate us. And instead, we skip the opportunity to live afresh, as the word says, a life transformed by God's love. And the question just comes again. If this is God's word, why do we struggle so much to live a life fulfilled and transformed by God's unending love? That's what the Holy Spirit wants to propose to you and me. Truths, inescapable, eternally truths, realities to live this love. Firstly, God's love is for you. Simple as that. God's love is for you by Jesus' grace. John 17:26 says, and it's Jesus' words, he will make known the name of the Father so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, let us comprehend the love of God. The Lord God loves you so much. So what then will you do with God's love this morning? What will you do afresh? The Lord your God loves you with a love that no one can describe. You can't comprehend it. You just have to believe it. So here I am. Simply this morning, confessing my sin. I am so saddened by my sin, Lord. I just want to say, I'm sorry. Forgive me all my sin. And afresh I come to you this morning. And I just want to declare, by your grace, Jesus Christ, I am yours afresh. Perhaps you are listening for this for the first time. Just say, here I am, Lord. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours.
To my
Yes, Lord, I am yours. I'm yours. Let's turn our attention back to John 3, verse 16. We see that believing in who Jesus is, Jesus Christ, who He is, and what He has done is absolutely essential for salvation and eternal life. And this emphasis on believing in John 3:16 means that not everyone will benefit from God having sent His Son. It is of benefit only for those who believe, those who embrace Jesus Christ for whom He claimed to be and who trust Him for what He came to accomplish. John 3:16 again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever may believe in Him will never perish. But why wouldn't everyone believe, you would ask? Knowing what God is offering us in His Son, why wouldn't every person joyfully and instantly believe? The answer is giving. It's an answer in verse 19 to 21 of John 3. The answer is given in these verses, verse 19 to 21. People reject the light of the gospel of Jesus because they love spiritual and moral darkness. They fear, says verse 20b of John 3, exposure and shame and the light of truth. They prefer to remain in darkness because their works are evil, says verse 19, the B part of that verse of John 3. And the bottom line is this: people do not reject Christ and the gospel and Christianity for intellectual reasons, but for moral reasons. It isn't that they lack evidence or think Christianity is logically incoherent. They reject Christ because to accept Jesus Christ and follow Jesus Christ means that I must abandon sinful ways. By God's grace and mercy, through Jesus Christ, John 3, verse 16, God so loved the world. You will not perish. Perish is the opposite of experiencing eternal life. And if you and I gain eternal life by believing in Jesus, we are assured by God that we will never, ever perish again. Perish means, it doesn't mean that you cease to exist. It means that you remain under the condemnation of God's wrath and God's judgment. Twice in verse 18 of John 3, John describes what happens if you persist in unbelief. You are condemned, said John in John 3, verse 18. And therefore, Lord God, help me to comprehend the depth, the width, the height of Your love. As John said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever may believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Just open my eyes, my mind afresh, as I sung earlier on with Denise Indereth. I'm yours. Thank You for this power of Your Holy Spirit working faith and belief in my heart and giving me this opportunity to live a life transformed by your love, my God.